There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLIE, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a smallmouth bass has a cancerous tumor that is getting everybody's panties all up in a bunch of Pennsylvania. Apparently he was caught last fall, and this mouth tumor ended up being cancerous according to Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission. Now the PFBC, which is the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission, announced on Monday that two independent laboratory tests confirmed a malignant or cancerous tumor on a single smallmouth bass caught in the Susquehanna River by an angler late last year, and it is the only documented case of this type of tumor being found on the fish in Pennsylvania. Now, already, these cancerous growths and tumors on fish are rare. All right, and you know, we do see them happen once in a while. I mean, I remember us having a goldfish that just kind of, you know, looked really just off and had this big, huge tumor on his head. But it is rare. So in this new release, they say, although the finding represents only one individual fish from the overall population, it provides additional evidence that the health of the fish residing in the Susquehanna River is being compromised. He says, as we continue to study the river, we find young of year and now adult bass with sores, lesions, and now more recently a cancerous tumor, all of which could negatively impact population levels and recreational fishing. So they think they have to take some action on behalf of the fish. Now, since 2005, biologists have found sores, lesions on young bass during late spring and early summer survey sores. Could be herpes, I don't know, at alarming rates. Dr. Karen Murphy, acting secretary of the Pennsylvania Department of Health, said there is no evidence that carcinomas in fish present any health hazard to humans. However, people should avoid consuming fish that have visible signs of sores and lesions. Well, you see why there's a concern. Okay, if there is something in that fish's body that is causing it to have a malignant tumor that's going to kill it, do you really want to be chomping on the meat of that fish? Now, of course, we doctors are concerned whenever we see something like this because we're like, wait a second, we want you guys to eat fish. Okay, you know, don't be freaked out that just because there's a Pennsylvania small mass, Billy Bass fish mouth, you know, something like that going on, to be afraid of all fish. But, I mean, they're expecting our cows also. I hope they're expecting our cows, you know. If mama cow over there, you know, has a dermoid tumor on her ovary, I'd like to know about it. Anyway, Madam Bovary, the impairment designation is critical because it starts a timeline for developing a restoration plan. We know the river has been sick since 2005 when we first started seeing lesions on the smallmouth. Now we have more evidence to further the case for impairment. All right, so for those of you that live by any body of water, please don't throw crap into it, okay, that can cause cancer. I'm not sure what's going on. You know, the first thing I think of whenever I see a fish that starts to have tumors is I think of Homer Simpson and radioactive material falling into the water, getting into the system, but it could be other things. So we'll see, and we'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALLIE, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Very interesting news, scary. The German Wings co-pilot, who has been suspected, Lubitz, of deliberately downing the plane in the French Alps, that happened last month, March 24th, I should say, so over a month, appears to have rehearsed the crash by entering crash altitude settings on the aircraft's previous flight. Andreas Lubitz repeatedly set the altitude dial on the Airbus A320 to 100 feet while alone in the cockpit en route from Dusseldorf to Barcelona on March 24th. That flight did land normally in Spain. He was 27 years old at the time. He was the one that locked the captain out of the cockpit when the captain had to go to the bathroom. And then he crashed the plane into a mountainside, killing himself and 149 others on board. The captain could be heard on the recordings demanding to be let back in, trying to break down the door, and unfortunately he couldn't. So Wednesday's report found that air traffic controllers and military defense personnel tried to contact the plane on 14 occasions while it was descending, adding that the doomed jet had been cruising at 273 knots, but its speed was deliberately increased to 345 knots as it headed towards the mountainside. Now, what of him possibly rehearsing it? The report did not really comment on Lubitz's actions on the preceding flight, the one that landed safely. Can you imagine? Those people must be praying right now, thanking God that that flight landed. How crazy. But one aviation expert's belief that it indicated an aborted suicide attempt rather than a rehearsal. So one thinks maybe he wasn't rehearsing the crash, but he was thinking about doing that as a suicide crash and decided to abort it. My perspective on this is he was actually thinking of committing suicide on the way out of the outbound flight but changed his mind. According to aviation expert Alistair Rosenshine, a former captain with British Airways, there is no need for the pilot to practice doing this sort of thing because he already knows the equipment fully. It's not a question of if I turn this knob, will it happen? He already knows that. He's a qualified airline pilot, so I think that he bottled out of committing suicide on the outbound flight. Now, what is so crucial about something like this is it demonstrates the fact that we could change a suicidal person's mind, but it also echoes and the theory that once a person is suicidal and changes their mind, they could go right back to their plan. So I don't know what caused him to change his mind if that's what happened. I agree with that theory. As opposed to somebody going, okay, well, I'll do this. Will the plane work this way? He knows how to operate a plane. So while some are saying, maybe he was doing a dress rehearsal, others are saying, you know what, he was probably going to do it. And then they decided that he changed his mind. What caused him to change his mind? And that's what we have to capture with anybody who we believe is suicidal. And then we want to keep him changed. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, a lot of talk on treadmills and how dangerous they are. Ever since we heard that the death of 47-year-old Dave Goldberg, CEO of SurveyMonkey, and husband of Facebook executive Sheryl Sandberg, shows that serious, even fatal accidents can happen while you're using exercise equipment. Last Friday, Goldberg was exercising at a gym in a private resort in Mexico, where he and his family were on vacation, according to the New York Times. He appeared to have fallen off the treadmill he was using, later died from head trauma and blood loss. According to Dr. Michael Jonesco, primary care sports medicine at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, he was not involved in the case, but he said this is a severe example or a case where a treadmill injury cost him his life. Fatal injuries from treadmills, they're rare. Okay, between 2003 and 2012, there were 30 deaths associated with treadmills. So not a lot. So it averages 3 deaths a year. But other injuries happen. You got ankle sprains, knees, you know, my kids will jump on it and fall off or, you know, do stupid things. I mean, they used to. Now that they're older, they know not to, and I've been yelling at them. In 2014, there were 24,400 injuries in the United States associated with treadmills that required a visit to the ER. Can you believe that? 24,000? And 62,000 total injuries associated with any exercise equipment. We don't know why Goldberg fell from the treadmill. They don't know if he slipped. They don't know if he tripped. They also don't know if maybe he had a heart problem, like a heart attack, and then he just lost consciousness and obviously stopped running, and then it rolled him off. Then he fell, hit his head. So whenever anybody collapses, you know, while exercising, we always kind of think about something cardiac going on. So, you know, what I recommend for anybody that starts to work out, period, is to make sure you know what your heart can do. Now, a lot of you say, oh, you know what, Dahlia, I, you know, walk 18 miles a day at work. That's a stress test in and of itself. Leave me alone. I know my heart can handle it. No, that's not what a stress test is. A stress test that happens at a cardiologist's office, what it does is it watches your heart while you're exercising. We know a lot of you guys are exercising. You know, for those of you that are alive right now listening to my show, thank Lord, all right, you know, we know that you have been able to do some sort of exercise because you're alive right now. But we don't know what your heart is doing while you're exercising. We have no idea if you are about to have a heart attack. If you, I mean, the guy was only 47? That is so young. And he was exercising. 47. Now, I'm not saying he had a heart attack. We don't know. All right? You know, and maybe he just fell off the treadmill. But what I always recommend is if you are working out, I don't care if you've worked out for 20 years or if you're just starting a new exercise regimen, have your heart checked out to make sure you can handle it. You know, we're always talking about get the heart rate up, get the maximum heart rate up, exercise, you need to sweat, you need to, you know, can we make sure that your body can handle it? If your body can't handle it, you know, you won't be able to tell until it's too late. So, to review quickly what a lot of heart doctors do, baseline EKG is when you're at rest. They put some stickers on your chest that reads the voltage coming out of the heart, and we look at the waves that it makes. It doesn't hurt easy. We look at your heart at rest. When you're on a treadmill test, or if you're doing the sit-down stress test, where they give you something to up the heart rate, we watch your heart while the heart rate is upped. Sometimes we could do a nuclear scan, scan your heart at rest, scan your heart when you're exercising and see if one part of the heart is not getting blood like it needs. And then that kind of infers, that implies that you are not getting blood flow to that part of the heart. Then there's things they could do like an angiogram where they shoot a dye in and they see how the dye goes up through the arteries and they could see if the dye looks completely thinned out in one area and narrowed. That'll help demonstrate if we have an abnormal vessel. Sometimes there's certain CAT scans that they could do to look at the calcium buildup of your arteries on the heart. There's echocardiograms that look at how your heart is beating and how the valves are working and how the blood is being pushed out of the heart and the pump function. There's tons of different tests. And then, of course, there's interventional type things that the cardiologists do. So I'm not saying you have to have all that done, but please get some baseline. Please get some baseline evaluation done, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So everybody wanted to know how the last month went with California cutting back on water. You know, I was just on my way to San Diego when we were, you know, told that California has to restrict their water usage by 25%. So, remember I told you I only flushed the toilet 3/4 of the way? Actually, at my hotel room, I took a very quick shower. very quick, like a 30-second shower, because I really want to help conserve water. When it's yellow, let it mellow. When it's brown, flush it down. We did that. And, I mean, we did our part visiting California. I was born in L.A., so I still have, you know, a piece of my heart in California. Now we are finding that I might have been one of very few people that actually listened to the rules. And we heard a startling number that only 4% of people restricted their water use. Are you kidding me? So now they're getting mad. And California recess regulators have adopted the state's first rules for mandatory cutbacks. And some emergency regulations are requiring some communities to trim water use by as much as 36%. Like in Bakersfield, Modesto, San Francisco has to cut their water use by 8%, Los Angeles by 16%. The new rules force cities to limit watering on public property, encourage homeowners to let their lawns die, and impose mandatory water savings targets for the hundreds of local agencies and cities that supply California customers. Can you believe that? I mean, you know, crazy. Governor Jerry Brown sought the more stringent regulations, arguing that voluntary conservation efforts have so far not yielded the water savings needed amid a four-year drought. So he ordered water agencies to cut urban water use by 25% from levels in 2013. And, I mean, they're not playing, guys. All right? They really need you guys to cut your water back. So in rules approved Tuesday by a 5-0 vote, unanimous, which will be reviewed by state legal advisors before it goes into effect, cutbacks of anywhere from 4% to 36% in water use, depending on where you live. Like I said, Sacramento, 28%, Bakersfield and Modesto, 36%. So what would that mean if lawns have to be forced to, you know, go dry? They say the majority of the water output is for the lawns. Kitchen use of water uses very little. Plumbing uses some, but it's the outside watering. You know, I mean, I lived in Arizona for years. We moved from California to Arizona, so we always had to water our grass at a certain time during the early morning or late night so that the water wouldn't evaporate and the water would get in, etc. And we usually lived in apartments, but we had this one house that had a little bit of grass in it. So I remember we had to be very, very careful of our water use. And I remember they were talking about, at the time, years ago, restrictions on building pools, because those use a lot of water. For those of you that live in an area with a pool, you'll notice that you use a lot of water to maintain that pool. That pool will start evaporating, you know, easy and fairly quickly. And so I wonder how they're going to deal with that. But the survey of local water departments showed water use fell less than 4% in March compared with the same month in 2013. So people aren't really listening or taking heed. We're hearing of thousands upon thousands of dollars of fines that they threatened they would impose. From what I heard, not one fine was given. There were warnings and letters given out, but no fines. So, yeah, I mean, nobody wants to give up their grass. I mean, personally, I want foliage. I mean, I want to see green. I think the more grass, the more green, the better. But out in Vegas, we've had a lot of desert landscaping taking over. Where I live, it's all desert landscaping. I don't see any grass. And, in fact, in our backyard, we had to put a little patch of fake grass in there so we wouldn't use water supply. It wasn't mandated by the state, but we knew what was coming. And so rather than having a patch of grass that we always had to keep on watering, we did the fake. And I know we're not supposed to tell people it's fake. You're supposed to let people think that it's real grass, but please. You saw what the cat did on it on that video I posted on Facebook? The cat just sat there and took a pee on it. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're getting some breaking news here that the NFL is ruling that the New England Patriots deliberately deflated the balls. All right, remember in the one of the playoff games? Prior to them going to the Super Bowl and then winning the Super Bowl, and that Tom Brady was quote-unquote generally aware. We're just getting this right now. I know it's been something that I didn't think was going to go away. And apparently we have the NFL investigative report that has said it is more probable than not that the New England Patriots personnel participated in violations of the playing rules and were involved in a deliberate effort to circumvent the rules. The investigation was led by attorney Ted Wells, and he found that it's more probable than not that two Patriot employees participated in a deliberate effort to release air from the Patriots game balls after the balls were examined by the referee. Based on the evidence, it is also in our view that it is more probable than not that Tom Brady was at least generally aware of the inappropriate activities involving the release of air from the Patriot game balls. And you guys may understand football better than I. Okay. Two things I don't understand. Okay, one is, doesn't both sides play with the ball? I mean, I understand when you have possession of the ball, you're going to, you know, get to have the ball more often than the other side. I get that. But I mean, wouldn't a deflating of the ball help both sides? Let's say you're trying to intercept the ball and it's lighter and you say, I don't know. That's one thing, because I almost think it would help both. Yeah, it would probably help people in possession first. And then number two, I don't understand why the referees examine the balls and then give it back to the team. You know, I mean, I thought that once something had to be evaluated and checked and examined and made sure it was kosher, then it was, I mean, you know, then they keep it from anybody messing with it. I mean, I wonder if that's what the NFL is going to have to do, where the balls get held, you know, in a separate area, and they're the ones that hand the balls. I think they did that on the Super Bowl. But, you know, this really stinks. If the Patriots cheated, that blows. Come on. They're New England Patriots. Okay? Patriots. That, I mean, shouldn't there be some sort of connotation that they are righteous dudes? I don't know. I would love to hear what Tom Brady has to say. Now, I also don't understand much about what the quarterback does with the other players. I mean, I'm guessing that the quarterback is so high up on the celebrity list that they're like, guys, leave me alone. I don't want to hear what you're doing. Look, I'm concentrating. I'm working on plays. Leave me alone. You never really see the quarterback hang out too much with the other guys. You always see them kind of sitting by themselves, you know, kind of like they're working like the coach. You know, you see them reviewing plays. You see them, you know, and they almost look like they're an arm off the coach versus an arm off the players. So, you know, I mean, if he did turn around and see that, he could have said bad boys, okay? You know, Tom Brady, I tell you, that's one of my fantasies. He goes, yeah, such a bad girl. He's so cute. Okay, never mind there. Okay, I'm not saying he's in the clear just because he's cute. But I wonder if he, you know, if I was Tom Brady and somebody said, look, we don't think you're good enough, so we're going to have to deflate the balls, I'd be like, to hell with that. You didn't just say that, did you? Oh, no way. I'm going to win this on my own. But if they said, sorry, that's what we're doing. If you don't like it, get out of here. I would stand up to the team and go, you guys can't do this without me. Sorry. Fire me. I would want to so show my ethics, because I would hate to win by somebody thinking I cheated. I don't know if you guys know this, but I won a 10th place ribbon in track and field during one of my field day competitions in grade school. 10th place. I was so gosh darn proud of that 10th place ribbon. I would rather have a 10th place ribbon doing my best than a first place ribbon and millions upon millions of dollars and being on TED 2, the movie with Mark Wahlberg, and, yeah, I guess just me and my 10th place ribbon. But that's just me. All right, we'll keep you guys posted as we hear more. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, I'm having some computer issues. I don't understand why. I mean, this isn't that big of breaking news, the NFL story, but apparently the internet seems to be slow with this. Is there any other breaking news that's going on? I don't know why I'm having internet issues. All right, let's move on. Let me see. Sorry, guys. Both my internets are down. I don't know. Oh, I got this story up. You guys want this one? It says YouTube star reveals she has two vaginas. Did you guys hear about that? Okay. Cassandra Bankston, 22 years old, uses YouTube, I guess, to do makeup tutorials. And she inspires everybody with her story of acne, bullying, and now she discusses that she has two vaginas. Her unique discovery came after experiencing back pain that she and her mother thought were kidney problems. The MRI revealed that she had only one kidney, but she had two vaginas, two cervixes, and two fallopian tubes. This is known as uterine didelphys, or I hope I'm pronouncing that right, but it's basically your diuterus. It develops in utero, and according to the Mayo Clinic, the uterus starts out at two small tubes, normally join together, and then they create the one whole intact uterus, which is why it kind of looks symmetrical. But in the case of Bankston, the tubes did not join completely, so she ended up having then the two cervixes and then, I guess, two canals. The condition is very, very rare, can also be associated with kidney abnormalities. She said she had 21-day periods, and she says this explains my unruly mood swings. Unfortunately, a double uterus can lead to infertility and miscarriages. It could also cause premature birth or babies being born in the breech position. So, you know, I've had women with two cervixes, but one vaginal opening. I have not had a patient that had two vaginas. Never. So that's very interesting. I'd love to see the MRI and see how that panned out. All right, we'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you guys are trying to plan what to name your kid. And I know some of you guys are like, Dahlia. And good name. Good name. But apparently, when it comes to baby names, there are several that actually have very, very longevity that will last many, many years and many, many generations. One such name is Violet for a girl. I don't think I've ever met one girl named Violet, but this is according to 538.com. And Leo for a boy. There's also Lola, Lillian, Jack. This is data from the Social Security Administration. So it's in America. They researched the website, they looked at numbers, and they tried to figure out which names were the most enduring over the ages. Leo was one of the biggie, and Violet was one of the biggie for girls. She had Violet, Lola, Lillian, Stella, Genevieve, Cora, Evelyn, Lucy, Clara, Ruby, and Eva. Now, I guess we're also looking back into people named back in the 1920s and 1930s. I don't think I've met anybody with any of those names except Cora. For boys, Leo, Jack, Everett, Henry, Charlie, Edwin, Sam, Marshall, Calvin, Edgar. You want to know what name that I really like and I really dig is Colt. I love the name Colt. If I had another kid, I would name him Colt. I just think that name is pretty, pretty hot. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, all right, emoji is taking over to the point that people are using, especially kids, more emoji than actually using more language. And emoji may be a globally recognized language, killing off the alphabet as we know it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so are emoji killing off the alphabet? Apparently, Instagram are looking at these icons, and they're seeing that more people are emojiing than communicating. And I'm also seeing that with my kids. My kids won't text me full long sentences. They'll show me a toilet, or they'll do the poo-poo emoji, etc. And I know, I understand exactly what they're talking about, because I'm their mama. You know, it's one of those universal languages. I know exactly what my kid is thinking at all times. But, or I pretend that I do just to, you know, keep them on their toes. But Instagram recently studied the use of symbols on its app to try to establish the context of many popular and more obscure emoji. And it discovered that emoji often have a shared meaning regardless of where in the world you are, and in some cases are replacing internet slang completely. Now, for those of you who don't know what emoji is, on some of your phones, you can, there's a happy face at the bottom. I had no idea it was on my phone. I thought I had to download an app. But you go down, you have a keyboard, and there's a little happy face. And this happy face you push that will allow you to have all sorts of different types of things. There's like New York buildings, there's airplanes, there's pizza, there's poo-poo, there's microphone, things like that. And so even when you email somebody, I had to email my kid's coach, and I was like, you know what, let me find a football. So I found a football, you know, and you know, so, okay, well, that's nice. I mean, what I like about emoji is it helps soften any blow. I want to fire somebody, you know, I could just text them, but I could do an emoji, you're fired emoji, something like that, you know. But, you know, when you do emoji, it kind of softens it, okay? That's why people break up all the time on their phones. They don't have to visualize or see somebody or call them or Skype them. They could just emoji them and it'll handle the communication. But they say, according to Instagram, almost 40% of text comments on the app now contain emoji. So you have the single, you have the multiple, you have the combined, etc. And, you know, one thing I'm kind of concerned about as a doctor and, you know, studying the psychology of people is the lack of human interaction. We are turning into a society that is very computer driven. I went into a Chili's one day, okay? I wanted to pay my bill. I wanted to hand the waiter a tip. I thought they did a good job. No, just put it on, use your online screen. Okay, bye. And then you just look at the online screen and you click it. I think I could have even ordered food just from that online screen and not even spoken to a waiter, right? I mean, we are doing so much in society to avoid seeing people or having interactions with people that I don't know what the ramifications are. Okay? You know, toll booth. Okay, I was in New York, so I had to pay a toll. Now it's up to $8, by the way. $8 to sit in traffic to get on a bridge. Easy pass people, they get to drive right through. They don't even have to see anybody, wave to anybody. All right? But me, I was like, okay, I'm going to, you know, shoot the breeze with the toll booth operator. And I'll be like, hey, what's going on? He didn't want to shoot the breeze. He just wanted my money and move on. So there was no interaction there. Nobody wanted to talk to me there. Nobody calls me anymore. It's just text and emoji. Nobody even wants to come into the doctor's office. They want me to telemedicine them. All right? They want it through internet. They want it through Skype. And what's that going to do? What's that going to do? Let's look at our microbiome. What's that going to look to bacteria? Maybe we need to be around others. Maybe our being around others is what makes us sturdy individuals. I know a lot of you are like, well, you know, if you're around other people, then unfortunately you could be exposed to staph and other sorts of vicious diseases. True, you do get exposed to pneumonia and flu, etc. But what about boosting our immune system? You know, I see this all the time with kids that are at home with mom until kindergarten age, and then that first week of school, they're sick. and mom is freaking out. Or same thing with daycare. My mom did that with my younger brother. She's like, I'm going to try to avoid daycare with him like I had to do with you guys. Because once she put him into daycare, he got sick. And it's like, okay, we got to figure out how to toughen each other up. And the less you have interaction with other people, the worse. Look at your animals. I see my cats and dogs. They sniff each other's butt. Why are they sniffing each other's butt? Because they are evaluating their microbiome. The microbiome is communicating. My dog is communicating with my butt. It's a very hands-on form of communication. My dog or cats are not going to understand emoji. They are going to want some communication that involves some sort of personal touch, although I will not sniff their butt back. My cats always do that, though. They always put their butt in my face. They want me to sniff their butt. I know they're trying to tell me something. I don't understand that they always do that. I don't want their butt in my face. But apparently in the animal kingdom, and if any of you are veterinarians, you guys would probably understand what they're trying to do. Some sort of contact with their butt, I guess, gives them that morning's, details and schedule. They get up in the morning, they jump on my desk, they put their butt in my face, and I guess I'm supposed to do something back, and then they know what they're supposed to do that day. Usually I just throw them off the desk. So, I'd like to see where this goes. Everything is going hands off. Everything is going, you don't even have to go to a concert to listen to music. You don't even have to go to a place where there's a radio or a stereo. It's just on your phone. We're going to be at the point where you could just sit in your house, sit in a little cubby, and do everything from your phone, get the food delivered, etc., and you don't have to see one person. You could work from your house, get your paycheck automatically deposited in the bank so you don't have to go to the bank. I mean, this is where we're going, people. All right? It's, to me, not safe. But for those of you that like the emojis, have at it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's an Australian magazine. I want to see if I could pull this up. I'm sorry, I'm having internet problems. There's an Australian magazine that printed it using HIV blood. Did you guys hear about this? Okay, I am so sorry. I had the article up, and you see, it looks like the computer's mad. Ooh, the computer's getting me back for complaining about how we're all computer dependent. Here I am trying to talk about an article that's made out of HIV blood, and I can't even pull it up because my computer is mad. Look at this. See, my computer has an attitude now, and I can't do anything to it. Maybe the computer wants me to sniff its butt. Okay, here we go. Hold on. Oh, it's Austrian. It's not Australian. It's Austrian. Austrian magazine prints its latest issue with HIV blood. I believe it's called Vanguardist. And again, my computer is being ornery. I apologize. Waiting for it to... Here we go. It's a lifestyle magazine. Apparently, Vanguardist collected blood from three people diagnosed with HIV. Then it infused the ink with the blood for 300 copies of the magazine's special May issue. The magazine staff said the issues posed no infection risk, as researchers at Harvard University and Innsbruck University in Austria set production guidelines that resulted in the most stringent controls. According to the CDC, it can't survive long outside the human body. I think one of the last sources I saw was like 4 minutes, give or take a few seconds, but I want to look that up to see if it's changed. Julian Wheel, I don't know why they did this. Julian Wheel, CEO of Vanguardist, said he felt his publication, which its website describes as a progressive men's magazine, had a responsibility to address stigma surrounding the condition. He noted that stigma is responsible for 50% of HIV cases being detected too late. The magazine has a readership of 100,000. I mean, it's bold and gutsy, but I don't understand why people would want to then, like, buy it. You're going to have people scared, even though they shouldn't be, but still. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hang it down to the little white.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.